Towards the beginning of the week, I was writing a reflection on today's scriptures, and of course we got news from the Archdiocese about the various steps that the Archdiocese was taking to protect people from the pandemic that we are in the midst of, and then the schools closed, and there seems to be some kind of a panic, concern, anxiety. So I thought I would briefly share a little reflection on this pandemic as a people of faith. So we are in the midst of a global challenge unlike any other that we've seen in recent times. This COVID-19, or more popularly known as coronavirus, has now shut down travel and borders, schools, sports, and much more. By the way, I talked to my mom during the morning and evening. I can't tell you how anxious she is about me, and I am about her as well. So there are now more than 140,000 cases confirmed and more than 5,000 deaths. When, where, and who the virus may next infect is anybody's guess. So here we are as the people of God. We are here simply as the human race. And I believe that we must deal with this pandemic both with caution and with faith. So here are my three points for reflection today. If there's anything that the coronavirus pandemic is teaching us, I believe it is this, that we are all connected. It is ironic that we must learn that lesson by quarantining ourselves, by prohibiting travel, by canceling social events. Perhaps there is not just an irony here, but there is a paradox here. That it is in our being separated from one another that we truly understand our connectedness. This is the time to realize that nations cannot act unilaterally, that communities cannot thrive in isolation, and that global solutions to global problems require global cooperation. The virus has not discriminated between wealthy and the poor, between races and cultures, between genders and sexual orientations, between immigrants and citizens, and even between the good or the bad. It's not only bad people that are getting the virus. This virus can be anybody's. In the end, folks, we are all human beings. And we are all in it together. Whether it is this virus, global warming, climate change, global economy, or the health of the global populations, we will either all thrive together or we will perish together. I pray that our present isolation is not fruitless. Let not our separation from each other, let our separation from each other help us to build a more connected world. The second thing that the pandemic is making me aware of is how fragile human life is and how fragile human institutions are. We live in a very technologically and scientifically advanced world. And in spite of the wealth of knowledge that we have, I mean, the collective wisdom of the human race is amazing. But in spite of that, and in spite of the wisdom that we have, a tiny, invisible to the eye virus can literally stop us on our tracks. As the death toll continues to rise and the virus continues to spread, it is as if the world is at a stop sign. And perhaps this is a reminder to us of the fragility of human life and our human institutions. Isn't it true that the greatest and the most advanced facilities and gadgets, though at the service of humanity, can guarantee human life only to a certain point? I believe that this global crisis is teaching us to treat life with the sanctity, with the respect, and the honor it deserves. Not just our lives, or the lives of the people that we love, but all human life. And thirdly, when crisis stares us in our face, we always face it as a people of faith. Faith in God and faith in one another. This is a time to remember that God is our origin, that God is our destiny. And in remembering our origin and destiny, we discover the ultimate meaning of human life. To give glory to God, who is our creator and our eternity. How often we forget the reason that God created us for. First and foremost, God created us to be happy. God created us to love, to live with God and with one another in a beautiful, peaceful, safe, and secure world. The coronavirus, as some people say, is not God's punishment, God's wrath, or God's judgment. It is a virus, and we must deal with it as a people of faith. Faith in a God who loves us, and faith in one another who can together overcome the challenges that the world presents. In this season of Lent, let us not forget that God is closest to us in our sufferings, in our pain, and in our vulnerabilities. The second reading for this weekend is timely, I believe, in this regard. Paul reminds us, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The hope God's love places in our hearts is our comfort and our peace in this time. It is this very love and hope that then impels us to care for one another. We hope in a God who loves us. Let us approach this global crisis with faith and hope. There is no greater sacrament of hope than the Eucharist that we're about to celebrate. Jesus does not just offer us water like he offered to the Samaritan woman. Jesus offers us his own body, his own blood, his very life. Let us pray that as we participate in this Eucharist and share in God's life, that the hope that God gives us might be ours as well. May this Eucharist also be a time for us to pray for people all over the world today, particularly those families that have lost a loved one. May God bring them eternal rest. People of God said,